Yerushalmi Peah corresponding to Bavli Zochim Daf Lamed Vav. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Aleph Amad Aleph at the Mishnah. Nota mixas a peah vezorak al hashar ein loy ba klum. If a poor man took some peah and threw it on the rest to show ownership of all of it, he has nothing, even the part that he threw. Nofalo alea upiris talisa alea ma'avirin oisa mimena v'chein b'leket v'chein ba'oimeh hashichcha. If he fell on peah or spread his garment over it, we remove him or it from the peah. The same is true for leket and the shech hashif. And the Gemara says, Tani b'shem Rabbi Meir, koinsin oisoi umotzim imenu es atolush v'es amechuba. The Baisa quoting Rabbi Meir says, we penalize him and take away from him the detached and attached crops. Ad kodoin meizid afili shoigeg b'afili kuichoi. The question is, this applies to an intentional act, but what would we say about if he did it unknowingly? What if he took the first stalks and first tied them in a bundle and then threw them on the rest, so that the rest are now not properly covered? Do we penalize him there as well? Quoting Abba Kohen Bardla said a statement, an important din, a person's surrounding four amos can acquire an ownerless object for him. What's the source for this? It's a pasuk in Dvarei Yomim Aleph in Perek Chof Beis, pasuk Yudalad. And behold, in my poverty I prepared for the house of Hashem 100,000 talents of gold and 1,000,000 talents of silver and an amount of copper and iron that's not weighed because of its abundance. And I prepared wood and stones. You should add to this. He used spoils that he'd taken in war to pay for the Beis Hamikdash. Rabbi Yoina Amar Rav Hoshea Boy Manon Kaimin Imbetuch Abba Amos Alshehu. Now, Rav Yona, quoting Rav Hoshea, asked now about this pasuk. How is it expounded from this pasuk, this din of Abba Kohen Baldala? What's the case? If he was within four amos of the items that he got in the spoils and then acquired them and consecrated them, he was already wealthy, so how could he say in my poverty? And if he was more than four amos away, he could not have acquired them anyway, so how could he consecrate them since they weren't his? The Kimanua, B'maktish, Rishon, Rishon. The answer is he acquired and consecrated it little by little. Amar Ravun, Mao Ba'oni, Shein Ashirus, Lifnei Misha Amar Vahaya Oilam, Dova Ache, Ba'oni, Shahaya Mithane, or Magdish Sudosai, Leshamayim. Another explanation is from Ravun, what's the meaning of in my poverty? There's no such thing as wealth before the one who created the world. Alternatively, in my poverty means that King David would curtail his meals, unlike other kings, and consecrate the rest to Hashem.